हरे कृष्णा। एम्पावरमेंट डजेंट मीन एब्सेंस ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स, इट मीन्स परसीवरेंस अमिड्स ऑब्स्टिकल्स। इन स्पिरिचुअल सर्कल्स देयर इज ऑफन द कंसेप्ट समवन हु इज वेरी सक्सेसफुल इज सेड टू बी एम्पावर्ड बाय गॉड। कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ सेज इन द सेवेंथ चैप्टर ऑफ द भगवद गीता, पौरुषम दृश्यु, आई एम एबिलिटी अमॉन्ग मैन। He says in among human beings, 7.8, he says that. And specifically with respect to Arjuna, it is said in 11.33 that Krishna says, I will be with you. I will enable you to attain victory. I have already arranged for the death of your enemies. Tasmat tumuttishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bhungshvarajyam samriddham mayai vaite nihata purvameva nimitta matram bhavasau vyasachi. Therefore, Arjuna, arise and attain victory. By my arrangement, your enemies are killed. Just become an instrument in the fight and you will attain a prosperous kingdom. So now here, Krishna tells Arjuna that he is empowered by, Arjuna is empowered by Krishna. That the obstacles on his path will be, the enemies will be destroyed, are already destroyed. And yet, if we see afterwards, during the Kurukshetra war, every single day, Arjuna has a tough fight before him. There are no easy victories for Arjuna. He has to fight and he has to fight severely. While fighting thus, how does he actually manage it? You know, what is the empowerment? His empowerment is not that as soon as Arjuna goes on the war field and look at the enemies, all the enemies fall dead. Arjuna has to use his weapons, use his full reservoir of his skills and strength. And beyond that, whenever there are obstacles which seem to be insurmountable, he has to persevere. So the empowerment that Arjuna had got was not external, that wherever he went, the obstacles fell away. Rather, it was internal, that normally of the magnitude of obstacles that that would have made any lesser mortal just give up. Arjuna did not give up. So, the ability, both in terms of archery expertise and the ability to persevere amidst obstacles, to persevere when facing incredibly formidable odds, that ability was Arjuna's empowerment. And it was because of this empowerment within, internally, the unflinching, unfailing determination to persevere in the service of Krishna, that was what enabled Arjuna to succeed in the war ultimately. And that's what led to victory. So, yes, by Krishna's arrangement, Arjuna was ultimately successful. But that does not mean immediately all his enemies fell away. Arjuna had that confidence by Krishna's grace that if he persevered, he would be successful. But similarly, when we are trying to do some service for Krishna and then we face obstacles, we may just become disheartened thinking, oh, so many obstacles are coming. Anyway, I am not empowered. That's why I am not able to do it. No, we will not, we cannot assume that we are empowered or we are not empowered. We simply have to strive to serve Krishna. And the very determination to serve Krishna, we can say that that is the empowerment. So, some of us may have a lot of abilities, some of us may have less abilities. And those abilities are also one kind of empowerment. But more important than the talents that we have is the commitments that we cultivate. So, Krishna's empowerment comes not just in the form of talents, the skills to do things wonderfully. It also comes in the form of commitments. The determination, the dedication to persevere no matter how much difficulties we face. And that is ultimately what will enable us to, if we have that empowerment, no matter what happens, Krishna, I am going to serve you. Then no matter what obstacle comes in our life, we will be empowered to overcome that obstacle. So this empowerment is by properly understanding empowerment, that it is not the expectation that there should be no obstacles. It is the determination to persevere amidst obstacles. By that understanding itself will empower us to face resolutely whatever life sends our way and to grow towards Krishna through it all. Thank you. Hare Krishna.